This edition of Racing HQ brought to you by the 2019 APG Sydney Sale. Secure your champion March 3 at Warwick Farm.
Blake Shin's our next guest. Morning to you, Blake.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. You bounced back. You had a little holiday and now you're back into it, mate.
Yes, that's correct. Unfortunately, got a suspension there maybe 10 or 11 days ago at Kembla Grange, but it might have been a blessing in disguise to just give me a freshen up that I probably needed. And after coming back from my broken neck and had to do a lot of hard work to get there, so a freshen up's done me good, and I'm wrapped to be back in the saddle. And I had a good day there yesterday with two winners, so it's full steam ahead now and got a big weekend ahead, so it's great.
Yeah, Lashes, and I've got to ask you about Tuesday's special for Bjorn Baker and owned by John Singleton. Obviously, yesterday at 1300 with gear on, what sort of a feel for the future?
Look, I think she's got a nice future. Being out of Tuesday Joy, who got better with age and over more ground, which Tuesday Joy, I think, got up to like 2400. So, it was a great sign for Tuesday's special to win over 1300, in my opinion, for her future. She's a big scopey filly that's, still a little bit immature, in my opinion. But in time, I think she'll keep improving, keep developing into her big frame. And, it was a good sign for any horse to win over 1300, especially when you think that they're going to get a distance range around 2000, maybe further. So, a great kickoff point for John Singleton and his team at Strawberry Hill.
Yeah, for sure, with Tuesday special yesterday. Well, a lot of expectation on a few of yours tomorrow. Champagne Cuddles, I loved its Warwick Farm win, but now you've just got to contend with this wide draw in the Millie Fox tomorrow.
Sure, yes. The barrier's not ideal. The wet track possibly isn't ideal either. I feel, she got through the rain-affected track at Warwick Farm. I was out at Rose Hill this morning and did a gallop on the course proper, and it's got a fair bit of moisture in the track, and it does concern me a little bit for Champagne Cuddles, knowing that her best asset is her turn of foot, and on wet track may just take that away from her a little bit. But she's very brave and she tries hard, so I'm sure she'll give her best and make a good account of herself.
That's good information for our listeners, though. If you've ridden on it this morning, I think they put a couple normally over it on a Friday, Blake. So they've marked it just into the heavy eight. Did it give you that feel?
It did. I think that's a very accurate reading. I feel it's a heavy eight. Hopefully, with drying weather, it may get back to a soft. But at this point in time, for the people doing their form, I'd be looking for wet trackers, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's got wet form, but as you say, for that let down of speed that you want from Champagne Cuddles, it may not be ideal.
No, it's not ideal. Look, now when you get horses like Champagne Cuddles, she's a horse that gives her best no matter what ground. She will give her best tomorrow, but I know she's a superior horse on firm tracks. I'm not saying she can't win tomorrow, because I believe she can, but because she's got a lot of quality. But I just would have liked to see the track a little bit drier to give me a bit more confidence.
No, good, really good information for our listeners, Blake. That's good to hear from you, having ridden on the track this morning. Bondi's the other one that's probably makes you a bit nervous. He always puts himself in races, but again, has done most of his racing on good tracks.
He has. He's pretty much done all his racing, Andrew, on good tracks. So it's a bit unknown with him. I don't really know. I'm going in a bit blindfolded tomorrow about the ground. The positives that I'm taking into it, that he's hard fit compared to a few of his other rivals, and that should hold him in good stead. He's an honest horse, very, very genuine. The Autumn Sun's obviously the testing material. He's a very exciting horse, the Autumn Sun. But Bondi, if he handles the track with that fitness edge, he may prove hard to catch.
She knows when Danny Williams comes to town with anything, they normally put themselves there, and she's another one that does handle the sting out of the track.
She does. Really honest mare. I can remember winning on her at Hawkesbury, I think at the standalone meeting in a highway, and then she has progressed so much, and it's been great to see. And full credit to Danny Williams, she ended up getting placed in the Group 2 over the spring. And I thought she returned in good order at Warwick Farm. She probably, by reports, possibly needed that run. So there's certainly going to be improvement coming out of that into tomorrow. She enjoys soft going. And she's a quality horse. As I say, she's been placed at Group 2 level. And, you know, on her best form, I think she's certainly capable of going very close tomorrow.
Spoke with Mark Quinn this morning just on Gumshoe. He wanted to just get through the week, given that Gumshoe won at Port Macquarie last Sunday. But he said, no, we've given the horse a light canter this morning, bounced off the track, the blood pitch is right. So Gumshoe's on the back up and you take the ride. You're on Morton's Fork and Oriental Runner. You've got five or six genuine chances tomorrow. You just got to hope they handle the track.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You just hope they can handle the track. You know, they're all same good chances. But if you go through the field tomorrow, you can probably make a case for most of the runners in the races. So handling the ground and getting to the best part of the track and working at the pattern on the day is very important. But I've got a competitive book of rides, and hopefully I can get my number there in the frame first on one or two occasions.
Yeah, good luck to you, mate, and good luck at Canterbury tonight. You're off there, and the Clapper's got the wild card into the All-Star Mile.
He does, yes. It's great recognition for Happy Clapper to get recognised as a wild card for that race. I think he's certainly deserved of his place, and I'm sure the people out there wouldn't contest that. So, you know, it's a $5 million race. We've got one more race in the lead-up to the All-Star Mile, which is a Chipping Norton Saturday week, and I'm back aboard him, and he returned really well last Saturday in the Apollo where I wasn't on him, but I'm wrapped to be on him next Saturday, and hopefully he will go well. It's another rematch against Winks, and I'm sure he'll give a good run for her money, and then hopefully onwards and upwards to the All-Star Mile.
Yeah, bring it on down in Melbourne. Good on you, Blake. Thanks for your time. Good luck with the weekend, mate.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.